Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Every Tuesday at this time on the Big K Morning Show, we bring you another medical professional brought to you by Independence Health System Expert Care here. And this morning we have Dr. Daniel Lachey, who is the Director of Sports Medicine and Arthroscopy in the Westmoreland area. Doctor, good morning. Good to see you on the radio, by the way.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for having me, Larry. Good to be here.
That's our new wrinkle in streaming live. You can do that, by the way, at kdkradio.com. Well, there are a lot of weekend sports warriors listening, golfers, bowlers, you name it. And one of the common problems is shoulder pain, right?
Yeah, absolutely, Larry. Shoulder pain is very common. Around 2 million people have to see their doctor each year because of issues with their shoulder. And so shoulder, along with knee pain and, of course, back pain, are some of the most common issues that people have that lead them to go in and see their doctor for help.
Yeah, I've actually heard a lot of people say, boy, I had that rotator cuff surgery. It can be an arduous process. So why is shoulder pain so common?
Well, there's a couple reasons for that. The shoulder is a ball and socket joint, but the socket's shaped more like a golf tee. And so that allows the shoulder to be very mobile. And the rotator cuff job, its main job is to assist with the mobility of the shoulder and its strength out in space. And so with that much mobility, you can start to accumulate problems, accumulate wear and tear, and then eventually you start to have issues.
Yeah, what are some of the major issues that people can have with their shoulders? Because there are different levels, obviously, and then when it comes to needing surgery, that's a whole nother conversation.
Right. So you use the rotator cuff a lot more than you think. Like things like combing your hair, folding laundry, putting away groceries, all these things utilize your rotator cuff to some extent, and eventually it can start to break down. Prior to that, you can get some overuse and tendonitis type of issues. But if you start to get more substantial issues or the tendon starts to tear away from the bone, things where you hold your arm up over your head or holding objects out in space, those start to become very, very problematic. You have issues sleeping at night, things like that. So rotator cuff is one of the main problems that we see. The other is shoulder arthritis. So the ball and socket, the cartilage on the end of the bone can become worn, eventually can get to the point where what we call bone-on-bone arthritis, which is a term you hear thrown around for arthritis elsewhere, like the knee or the hip, but it can happen in the shoulder as well. And so with that, patients, when they go to move their arm, they feel stiffness or a cracking or popping sensation in the shoulder joint or like a deep-seated ache, like a toothache.
So let's get to the options for treatment. If you're dealing with shoulder pain, what should be the first step?
Right. So at Independence Health, we're experts at treating shoulder pain. We offer all the most up-to-date treatments. Typically, the treatment plan does not involve surgery. So things like oral anti-inflammatories, sometimes things as simple as modifying your activities and not doing whatever seems to be bothering it, physical therapy, image-guided injections, and biologic treatments like PRP or prolotherapy all can be utilized to help treat shoulder pain.
What is the process if it ends up being surgery, doctor, for a rotator cuff, the recovery process? I've heard it takes a while in many cases.
Yeah, recovery from a rotator cuff repair is quite a project. We only consider surgery when all their treatment options either have failed already or really aren't appropriate for the issue that the patient's having. But we typically, you'll see the patient in the office, evaluate them. If we feel that they have substantial problems with the rotator cuff, we send them for an MRI, and that'll confirm the diagnosis. If you have to have the rotator cuff repaired, you because the joint is so mobile, you have to protect it after the repair. So patients have to go into a sling for about 6 weeks. I have them not lift more than 5 pounds for 3 months because it takes about 3 months for those tendon fibers that you reattach to really grow into the bone and be strong again to hold more weight. But full recovery is 6 months. Sometimes it can be up to 9 or even longer depending on how severe it is.
And I'm curious, when you sit and watch a football game, you probably see things and you go, you know exactly what it is just like that, right?
That does happen. It's hard to turn that part off. Sometimes you don't want to, especially if you're watching the Steelers or a team you like. You're like, oh no, this isn't good. But fortunately, most injuries are treatable, and we can get athletes back out there.
Yeah, when they find out what you do, Doc, I'm sure everybody goes, oh, I got a question, and then they start grabbing their shoulders, knees, ankles.
Oh yeah,
right? Everywhere you go.
Yeah, it's like you were saying earlier, so many people have had to have rotator cuff repairs. It's like a club you can commiserate and share your experiences, and there's a certain level of togetherness that you feel with other people that have had to have it.
Well, we appreciate what you and your staff team do every day. Thanks for the time today, Doc.
Thanks for having me. Have a good day.
Dr. Daniel Lazar, which is the Director of Sports Medicine and Arthroscopy at Independence Health System Expert Care here. And every Tuesday at this time, we check in with another medical professional on the Big K Morning Show.